This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm. Get ready for the social hour.
Ha 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 ha. Don't you knew? No.
Live from the Spokane Comedy Club, it's the Social Hour After Dark with Deese Casillas. Tonight, the director of the Moon Knight fan film and lead at Paradox Studios, Kaden Butera. Comedian Mara Baldwin. And music from Eli Dyer. And now your host, running for mayor of Spokane on the Every Day is St. Patrick's Day platform, Deese Casillas!
We go the light, guys. How you doing? Sunday night. Thanks for coming out, guys. You guys feeling all right tonight? Yeah, Sunday night crowd. You guys are my favorite crowd. You know why? You guys don't give a shit about your jobs tomorrow. Screw that job. Quit that job. Get drunk. Won't go to that job. Find a new job. Get drunk. Won't go to that one either. Perfect. All you guys. Here's my kind of people getting drunk. You having a good time Sunday night? All right. It's going to be a good show, guys. Thanks for coming out to Social Hour After Dark. It's the only thing we do once a month. It's a fun time. We're going to get right into it with the news, guys. A nail salon in Ohio recently got in trouble because the owner named it for a little bit of a suggestive name, and the neighborhood is up in arms saying it's inappropriate. She claims that it's a nice play on words, and it's better than the original name she had planned, A Nail Pleasures. Payless Shoe Stores announced recently they're going to be closing all their locations across America. Sad. Yeah, closing over 2,100 locations, and over 12,000 Americans will lose their job, and about 40 underpaid Vietnamese kids. So, yeah. A whale was recently found in the middle of the jungle in the Amazon. Scientists were perplexed as to how it got there. No idea how it got there, right? They did do an autopsy, though, to try and figure out the cause of death, and they determined it's because there's a whale in the middle of the fucking jungle. In other wildlife news, a man was recently killed in a zoo. He's a zookeeper, and he was killed when he was trying to sexually assault an alligator. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to solve the puzzle. What is Florida? Why does everything crazy happen in Florida? And they said it was a 12-foot alligator, but if a guy measured it, it was probably more like 8. Speaking of Florida, Mom of the Year, Casey Anthony, is in the news again. You remember her? Yeah, she actually said she's ready to be a mom again. Yeah, all this time of partying, drinking, being irresponsible, not having anyone to look over has taught her a lot and reminded her a lot of when she was a mother. So, she was a terrible mother. She's the one who murdered her kid. Do you guys not remember her? Okay. Oh, man. Guys, in local news, did I forget a joke? I don't remember. Nope, I didn't. In local news, Gonzaga University was recently in trouble because a picture from their 1968 yearbook was discovered with people dressed as the KKK. Yeah. And when people in the community were asked about it, they were outraged, saying they had no idea that pedophiles could be so racist. So, it's a real shame. Thought they were good people over there. So, all right, guys, you ready to keep the show going? All right, we're gonna get this show going. I'm gonna move this bad boy over here because I learned after last time. Guys, we've got. I'm gonna open the show. We appreciate you coming out again. Tequila. I forgot I had tequila. Salute. Who's drinking this evening? Yeah, it's my folks, guys. So we're going to do a little thing at the start of the show, one of my favorite segments. This is a little thing we call Dear Spokane. I read out of my diary here, because I love Spokane. I'm not from Spokane, but I like to, you know, little love letters of how we can keep Spokane a secret and just for us. Okay, guys? So here it is. I just like to read some love letters I wrote to Spokane. Dear Spokane. Is there music? Thank you. Can you turn that down a little? There you go. Oh, that's nice. Dear Spokane, if you want to discourage people from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community that is home to one of the largest and most advanced cardiac centers in the Northwest, which is opened in 1979. And in completely unrelated news, that is the same year Pig Out in the Park was opened. Dear Spokane, that music is really delayed. There you go. Thank you. We're still on AOL internet. Dear Spokane, if you want to discourage people from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community where people still get excited about the fair coming to town. And every time the fair is in town, somewhere there is an empty Walmart. Dear Spokane, better timing, we're going to get at this. If you want to discourage people from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community where just because you wrestle in a backyard, that doesn't necessarily make you a backyard wrestler. That's actually a real quote from a guy that was interviewed years ago. It was when I first moved here. I read an article in the Inlander of these backyard juggalo wrestlers, and this guy's like, listen, just because we wrestle in a backyard doesn't make us backyard wrestlers. Like, I think by definition it might, actually. And then he dropped his monocle and he tipped his hat. Dear Spokane, if you want to discourage people from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community where you have to look both ways when pulling out onto a one-way street. Dear Spokane, if you want to discourage people from moving here,
Just tell them that we're the type of community that considers $150,000 worth of rocks under the freeway solving the homeless problem. Dear Spokane, if you want to discourage people from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community where our version of a Little Italy is opening a nicer Olive Garden on the north side of town. You guys love your box restaurants here. Some of you are straight up offended by that. You're like, listen here. It's unlimited breadsticks, you piece of shit. Dear Spokane, if you want to discourage people from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community that is home to the Catholic school, Gonzaga University, whose basketball team was just ranked number one in the AP polls, which goes to show that the AP polls is just like God. Just because it says something is the case, it doesn't necessarily mean it's actually true. Yeah, San Francisco State, real hard school to beat. They play in a shit conference, guys. You can be as delusional as you want. They're not number one. But go Zags. Dear Spokane, if you want to discourage people from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community where more than half of the buildings in downtown Spokane are on the historic register. And the other half are run down and filled with registered sex offenders. Dear Spokane, if you want to discourage people from moving here, just tell them that we're the type of community that hosted the World's Fair in 1974. A unique honor that has brought the world the Eiffel Tower, the Space Needle, the Biosphere, and when held in Spokane, we choose to contribute by building a really big tent. All right, guys, that's all for my diary right now. Thank you very much. We'll read more another time. All right, guys, are you ready for your first guest here? All right, guys. Before we bring him up, we're going to show a little clip from his trailer from his latest movie. Lucas, you want to cue that up?
I used to know what normality was. I once succumbed to a routine of it. Lived a normal life. Now I live multiple. Spend enough time pretending to be other people, eventually you'll become no one. Why do I wear the white? Darker colors make it harder to see the blood.
All right, guys. Please welcome the writer and director and one of the stars of that, Caden Butera and Tim Altavers, please. Coming out, guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Nice. Caden was the writer and director of that film, and Tim starred as the lead in that. Badass, yeah! Kicking ass over Woo! There, man. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Do you do your own stunts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have to.
You have to? Yeah, in a low budget. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
The You got to get insurance out and take insurance out on him or anything?
I have no comment on the matter.
So this is a fan film you guys made. You're a local filmmaker, producer, writer. And you guys reached almost 140,000 views, right?
That's right. So far, yeah.
And now, when did you release this?
That's a good question. It was about 3 weeks ago or so.
I think. Wow.
Around
there.
Yeah.
140,000 views in 3 weeks. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Give it up for that, guys. That's exciting. Yeah. And you guys are based out of Coeur d'Alene, right?
That is correct, yes.
The funny thing is, I had no idea. I just saw this film floating around the internet for a while, and I watched it, and in the background of the first shot is Scratch Restaurant, which is my favorite restaurant in the area, and I'm like, wait a second, that's not a franchise. And I was like, these guys are local. So that's awesome that we've got that kind of thing coming out of the area. What was the idea for a Moon Knight fan film?
Oof.
Can you talk about it without being sued by Marvel?
Yes. So for those who don't know, Moon Knight is not actually a character I created, but one that Doug Moch created in the 1980s. It's a Marvel comic book. At this point in my life, I'm a local filmmaker, and I can make films that I want to make that I like, because I don't have, like, a studio breathing down my neck or something like that. So I'm like, if I'm going to make movies and no one's telling me what to do, I'm going to freaking make what I want to make. And that's back when I was eighth grade and even more of a nerd. My favorite character was Moon Knight. So I'm going to make a Moon Knight film, and screw you if you don't care. You know, I just did it because I wanted to, and that's pretty much the story. It's a personal favorite character of mine, and if I'm making movies that I want to see, that I want to make, that's what I'm going to do. So that's kind of the story there.
Have any of you guys seen it? The actual, it's like a 17-minute long. One of you guys? Okay. Watch it after the show. It's really bad. No. I was very impressed with, again, when I first saw it, I was very impressed by the quality. And now you actually didn't go to film school.
I did not. No, just self-taught. I mean, the world we live in is amazing. You can learn anything you want to know from, like, YouTube.
Yeah.
So, self-practice, getting out there, trying to learn from your mistakes, and eventually slowly getting better, I hope.
Yeah, that's how I learned to be a paralegal at Full Sail University.
Right.
So
Yeah.
And Tim, now, how long have you been acting for?
This is my first gig.
First gig?
Yeah.
Wow, you're really good at being a guy in a mask.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If you thought about being a stalker or a Purge movie, you're losing your mic there, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's where the love's coming from. Knows what it wants. So first movie. How did you find Tim?
I basically I downloaded the app to find superheroes near me, and
there he comes.
He is a trainer at the local gym, in case that's not apparent enough.
It shows,
And basically, we had a couple bump-ins, and he reached out and said, hey, I have martial arts training. I'd love to help out in any way. And he didn't even ask mention that he could act. And I didn't know. Didn't even know.
I wasn't sure yet.
But I was like, yes, I
you never had to break up with a girl and be like, oh, no, this is so sad. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's been acting all his life. Yeah.
Oh, bummer. Wow. Oh, you're moving to Tallahassee? Rough. I'll miss you.
Right. We had a couple bump-ins. I was like, you're going to audition for this role. And he's like, okay. And that was pretty much it. And there's not a lot of other guys in my town that kind of, you know, look like this hunk of a man. And after I saw his impressive audition, it was like, no question, this is the guy.
Okay. Now, so did you enjoy it, doing your first acting gig?
I did. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And a couple more offers since then. And
look at that.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got
made your career, man.
Studios coming up, so we've got several projects, you know, that we're looking at.
Yeah. Always doing something else. Yeah. We'll be working together again.
So yeah, let's talk about that. Now that's your company, Paradox, Paradox Productions.
Mm-hmm. Paradox Studios. Yeah.
Paradox Studios. And what are some of the other things you guys have done?
My passion is with narrative storytelling, telling fictional stories specifically, sci-fi, action, that type of stuff. But we also do commercials and product photography and that type of stuff to help fund what I really love, which is that. So we have Like, we're doing another superhero short film coming up here, which I can't say too much about because it's kind of a secret, but we also have a sci-fi feature film coming out later this year. Just a bunch of fun stuff like that. If that kind of
It's like a full-length feature film?
Yes, which is scary because I've never done that before. So, you know, it might turn out a disaster, but you gotta take the jump and learn from your mistakes, so that's what we're doing at the end of around this summerish. It's a sci-fi feature film.
So you wrote it already?
Yes.
You're going to start production?
Yeah. We're in the stages of pre-production and lining up our investors and all that stuff. And if anyone is just like sitting with a bunch of cash and is looking to spend it, you know, I'm right
well,
here.
Well, if I know any crowd that has a lot of cash, it is this crowd here. They're out a Sunday night at the Spokane Comedy
right.
Club. They are just flush.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah. They're going to hit their NetJet to get home. Yeah. They're like, oh, two-item minimum? Damn, okay. Yeah. So what's the basis of the sci-fi film?
Oh, geez. Well, it's this one is, I mean, again, I make movies that I would want to see personally, and so this sci-fi film we're making, it's a character-driven sci-fi drama based off, we also have kind of a superhero element, but her superpowers are kind of based in some quantum physics, in case you didn't know I was a nerd already.
All right.
so that's kind of the premise, and yeah, we'll have more news about that very soon.
Okay, and Tim, are you going to be in that one? Are you the girl?
The guy waiting for auditions.
You're the girl in the superhero.
You're
behind the scenes. Okay, you can still make him audition.
It depends. I mean, sometimes you never know. I mean, I know he's a great actor. I know he has an amazing look. Just sometimes, like, oh, I wonder if he can play a black female. Like, I don't know. But sometimes you just
gotta. I think
you
can pull it off.
You gotta see what the range is. And
listen, it's North Idaho. You're limited as to black females. I think.
Right. Right. I might
gonna come knocking
him.
Down your door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We found one girl who's half Cuban, she thinks.
Yeah, I'll take
is that. and now, another follow-up, you're going to do another superhero film, you said. You
yes, know. This one's going to be a superhero comedy, more in line with kind of the Marvel movies that are coming out right now, the extra colorful, fun ones. This one's really, that one really took itself seriously. It was really gritty and brooding. This one's going to be more like, can like smile and have a little more fun, so it'll be a fun project.
Right now, Tim, how was it? First time out the gate, were you doing all the stunts and stuff? Actually, were you?
Yeah.
You were in the costume.
Yeah.
How long did you have to be in that costume for?
I think the longest was probably 5 or 6 hours, and then at one time it was about 28 degrees, and they were dropping water on top of us. So as soon as the water hit, it actually froze.
My God.
Whatever it touched.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good agent.
Whatever it touched. talk about crawling back up inside you. Yeah, that's about it. So, yeah, but all the stunts, and then the mask was difficult to see. It was lit, backlit, and very, yeah. You know, but a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How do you turn that something like that down?
Sure. Yeah. So you want to do it again? You gonna keep doing it? Keep going for
the
acting?
Oh yeah. I'm ready. Let's bring it on. And I'm willing to try it anyway. Yeah.
All right.
I made his life hell for many days at a time. So if he's saying yes,
is he an easy director to work for?
Great guy. Great guy. I mean, he's
you said great guy, not
old.
Great director to work for. You said you kind of dodged the question there,
he's
Tim.
He's a nice guy.
Yes. Yeah, listen, Caden's Caden. You know, he's.
He's a young guy, but I mean, he commands the field when he's
good.
A,
yeah,
you know, you want to please him, you want to make sure it goes right, and he knows what he's doing. Obviously, by the stuff that you've already seen, and so yeah, if he wants me to do something, it's done.
So, were you a comic book fan or anything before this week?
Yeah.
Was Moon Knight a character you're familiar with, or
I was
were you?
Familiar with? It wasn't one of my one of my staples or anything, but I was familiar with.
Him. Who's your number one?
Oh. Thor was probably always.
That makes sense. That tracks. All right. It's coming together now.
Yeah.
you could be like with a third Hemsworth brother. I think you could sneak in there.
What's sad is there is a third Hemsworth brother. No one knows
God
about
damn.
Him, though.
It's like
Luke
the third.
Hemsworth.
Yeah, it's like John Payton or the John Manning, the Manning brother who's just like a peewee football coach in Poughkeepsie. So, yeah, what do your other two brothers do? I don't want to talk about it. They died in a plane crash a long time ago. Okay. So Paradox Studios, what do you got? What do you got long term for Paradox Productions?
Ooh, long term. I mean,
Coach, you're now. I don't know if you want to say this. You're a young guy.
Yes.
How can do you want to?
Yeah, I turned 21 when we premiered Moon Knight, actually. So yeah.
Pretty. Yeah, 21. Already got a film. What the hell are you guys doing with your life?
Yeah. So I'm 21.
Think about that
so.
Next time you go play Fortnite.
So yeah, what does long term mean exactly? I'm unfamiliar sure, yeah. with this term. I mean, ideally, I want to be able to make the stuff that I like and get paid for it, and actually be able to pay other people too. I mean, right now we're doing passion projects where not only am I not getting paid, but I'm actually losing money. And then we have amazing people like Tim and all the other awesome artists who come together who actually sacrifice their time so we can come together and make awesome pieces of art, but we're not getting paid right now. We're kind of doing the opposite. But the long-term idea is hopefully to get to the point where we can actually make content that we like, that other people like, and get paid for it and pay people for it. So how we do that, there's a million roads to get there, and none of them are right or wrong, but we just got to try one and hope it works.
Now, with a film like this, being that it's a property by Marvel Comics, is it something you can submit to festivals or anything like that?
Right. That's a good question. I initially thought, Like, I thought that if I sent it anywhere, that I would just get a letter in the mail from Marvel saying, like, please send us money, you're sued or whatever.
Right.
But apparently there are some film festivals that accept fan films. I don't know which ones exactly, so we're actually in the beginning stages of looking into that. So I don't know.
Has Marvel contacted you?
No, they have not, but there is kind of a fun
story.
Don't
tell anyone.
Yeah, everyone be quiet about this. It's our little secret. But the stunt coordinator, his name's Jerry Buxbaum. He actually, a big collaborator of ours, he did help with the stunts and had the rain truck with the rain coming down. Awesome dude. We finished filming and we did all this stuff, and it was like we were leading up for the premiere. And then long story short, he messaged me. He's like, hey, by the way, Kane, did I ever tell you that like my cousin, he's the creator of Moon Knight? I was like, yeah, you didn't tell me that.
That would be nice to know, yeah.
I would have... that's kind of significant. Thanks for telling me now. He's like, yeah, I kind of forgot. But Doug Moch, who is the creator.
Seems like the number one thing that would come up.
You'd think so. So back in
He's like, by the way, I created Moon Knight. I should have told you that. Now that I think about it, anyway.
Yeah, so we tried to like fly him out to the premiere. Unfortunately, it was just it didn't work out. It was kind of last minute, but yeah, that's kind of my one official connection to Marvel, is that I know a guy who knows a guy who created Moon Knight, and he ended up seeing the short and said that he liked it and enjoyed the take on the character. So I didn't even expect that to happen, that our short that we made actually got in front of the eyes of the creator of the character, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, and what do you think of it? You said you like.
Yeah, he.
You
liked
said
it.
He liked it.
He said. But I mean, at this point, he could have said, like, it was a great disappointment. I would have been telling everyone, oh, he said it was great.
It's a disappointment. It wasn't as long as it could have been.
Right, yeah. He liked the credits. I was told that he liked it. But, you know, who knows?
Now, what about that costume? That costume is pretty, it's a pretty hardcore costume right there.
Yeah, that's actually, it's a combination of, like 3D printing a mask and getting a trench coat, then extending the trench coat, then making the trench coat extra gray on the back, and then me testing it out in my living room for a little bit, making sure that it's cool enough to be on screen.
I want to see that test footage.
Yeah, it's
Kate
there
just
somewhere.
Flexing an oversized coat that's meant for Tim.
Yeah, he looks better in it, to say the least.
Fills it out a little more.
But yeah, every time, I mean, we built it in stages. So at first, we had rehearsals for the fight scene. So the first rehearsal, it was no leather jacket, and he was just Tim in his clothes, and he was like, oh, well, this is going to be easy, and he's throwing kicks.
Right,
and then next day, I'm like, here's your big, bulky leather trench coat, and it, like, restricted him a little bit. He's like, but I got this. Next day, I give him a freaking mask, and he's like, oh, this is a little more challenging, but I can make it work, Caden. And then the last day, I was like, I'm also going to put glowing blue lights in the mask, so you definitely can't see. And somehow he still made it work. So that's pretty amazing on him. But
well,
I made
everyone
it
else
hard.
Was amazing, though, that, you know, the whole fight fight crew and everything that we put together, they were where they were supposed to be, because if they weren't, then something bad was going to happen.
Right.
So, you know, because I had like maybe 20% visibility through that.
Yeah.
And those are like real swords and stuff you're using. You're like, I can't see for shit. This is going to get bad, guys.
Yeah, we actually have three extras die on. Very unfortunate.
The now, I mean, do you have any experience with like martial arts or anything?
Yeah, almost 30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is easy for you. You're like, yeah, no problem.
Kind of. But, I mean, I never did it in a mask before and, you know, in the
I think you get bumped up a belt just for doing that, like doing it in a mask, right? If you're not a black belt, you are now.
Yeah. Well, a little higher than that.
Oh, wow. It goes higher than that? Shit. What's higher than that?
You go up to 10th Dan if you want. That's the 10th level above.
Is that where they do the bands on the black? Yeah, okay. Yeah, see, I watched a Kung Fu movie once. All right. Well, yeah, well, you guys, it's great. So when can use the next project, sci-fi project, you said you're going to start summertime?
Right, yeah. So the next summer, our feature film, it's called E Equals, and hopefully you'll be hearing about it soon. Plan is to start principal photography in the summertime of this year. So be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, we have another short coming up. It's called The Prowler, and it will be on my YouTube channel, hashtag KBTerra on YouTube. If you follow that sort of thing, but you can find all of our content there if you're curious.
And tell us, social media, other places where people can send. Tim, do you want people to bother you or just don't talk to you? Go to the gym and work out with them. Go lift weights with them or something. I'll get you strong, obviously. personal trainer in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, Croc Center. Yeah.
Where?
Salvation Army at the Croc Center.
The Croc Center. Okay. I don't know what that is.
It's a gym.
Okay, yeah, that's probably why. Do they have alcohol there? No? Okay. Not interested. Paradox Productions?
Yes. Paradox Studios. If you type that in on Facebook, we have a nice little nifty page. Click that like button. Send me a hate message, whatever you want to do. It helps support us. So if you want to do that, that'd be awesome.
Your guy goes, go check it out. And if you go to YouTube and just type in Moon Knight, it's literally the first one that comes up. Check it out. It's like 17 minutes long, but it's really, really well done. All done locally. And we got the writer, director, and star here, guys. Yeah, give him a round of applause. All right. Guys, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming out. And stick around, grab some drinks. So. All right, guys. Speaking of movies and TV shows and things, I actually got to film a pilot for a new TV show recently. And lucky for you guys, we are going to debut that for you right now. This is the pilot episode of our new cop buddy drama. Lucas, can you cue that up?
In a city where the criminal element runs deep and danger lurks around every corner, these two police officers are on the case. One plays by the rules, and the other also plays by the rules. And together, they're taking on the streets.
So you're telling me that's just the training video? Man, I can't do any of that. That stuff looks dangerous.
All right, partner, you ready for this? This is our first big drug bust.
We're definitely going to make senior detective after this.
All right.
All right, turn the music down, man. You guys got me strippers?
We are not strippers. We're police officers.
Yeah, you guys got the Barry. You knew I like the with the cuffs and stuff.
No, we're actual officers of the law.
We're here to search your apartment.
Hey, you're supposed to have a warrant.
Listen here, you little street urchin thug piece of junk. If you think we need a warrant to come here and search your apartment... Well, actually, I think he's right. We do, technically, legally speaking, I think we actually need a warrant, so I don't really know if...
Listen, buddy, there's something you need to know about me. My partner plays by the rules, but I also play by the rules. So, yeah, there's not much we can do.
By the way, that looks like a lot of cocaine.
That's because it is, my friend, and there's way much back here. I just built an igloo back there out of keys.
So, how much cocaine is actually in there?
I'd say 48 felonies.
Whoa, that is a lot of cocaine.
So, do you guys want some? Party? Because we're in the middle of it, and we're playing hopscotch twister about this Monopoly, but no one's playing that one because the banker stole all the money.
Oh, hey, I appreciate it, man, but I'm on the job right now, so I probably, you know, play by the books, you know?
I'm still on duty.
Yeah, we're pretty stickler for the rules, you know, so.
Oh, I guess you guys are on duty. You guys can't partake in any of this stuff. But I've got mini bar bottles back there, too, if you guys are feeling shaky or anything like that.
Oh, no thank you. We're still on the job, like I said, you know.
So when do you guys think you'll be back?
Well, let's see. I mean, it's Friday, so the weekend's coming up.
Yeah, Monday's Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, I didn't think about that. So probably...
And they're bank holidays.
Bank holidays. Yeah, you're right. Thank you for writing that. Thank you. That's pretty helpful.
Of course, no problem.
So I mean, by the time we get to see a judge, and probably like Wednesday, you think Wednesday? That probably...
Yeah, probably Wednesday four, maybe. Yeah, four. Like 4 or 5.
Yeah, I mean... Well, I've got the dental appointment. It's just a cleaning, but it's important. I should probably go.
I don't know how long it's
going to
take.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they probably have to do the water pick.
Thursday morning.
Yeah, probably late.
Get it on Wednesday night, go there Thursday.
That makes
morning.
Sense, yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, Wednesday, Thursday. Is that good for you? I mean, we don't want to... Are you going to be home?
Oh, then, well, that'll all be... It'll all be begun. It'll all be gone by then. Oh, those are my fingerprints. Okay.
Well, that's good.
This stuff goes
if
pretty
it's
quick.
Gone on Wednesday, yes. We won't be breaking the law anymore.
Yeah,
all right. So then, do you guys even need to call that. Come, or should you just call?
I think we probably should.
Just give me a text. You could just shoot me a text. Shoot me a text. Like, is there still coke there?
That makes sense. Yeah. By the way, it's been. What was your name?
Tony.
Tony. Yeah, nice to meet you, man. Hey.
No problem.
Yeah, okay,
it was really bloody.
We'll probably, we'll
no
be back
problem,
Wednesday.
Man. I appreciate
maybe
you
just,
guys.
You know, but I'm anyway, have a good night, man. Yeah,
all
sorry
right,
about
well,
it. So.
You guys take it easy and, forget my address.
Okay, hey. You seem like a nice guy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, good job, partner. Another case closed, right?
I hope he gets rid of it all.
Yeah, there. He's gonna make it, that guy. So guys, look for that coming up on streaming channels everywhere. There's plenty of time for backup. all right, guys, our next guest, a good friend of mine. She recently got engaged. She's leaving us soon. Please give it up for the very funny Mara Baldwin, everyone.
Yeah, got engaged, so none of you try it tonight. Hold yourselves back. Guys, I have to tell you something. My friend is a manager of a coffee stand. And Rachel Dolezal, you know her? She's been going through there. And you know what she's been ordering? A white mocha? Comedy writes itself. Guys, I will one day write for Cosmo, and I will write for the body shape of Tater Tot. Because that's me. I am squarish and lovable and full of oil. And everyone loves me, but a lot of people lie about loving me. When I put a swimsuit on, it's kind of like putting on two like rubber bands around a frozen tater tot. I tried to diet. I didn't try. But I bought peanut M&Ms because they have a nut in them. And I ate the whole bag. And my boyfriend and I had bought them together and put them in the freezer. It was a whole like couple cute thing. Fucking stupid. Stupid. So I go to the store and I buy a new one. And I eat it all. Uh-oh. And I go back and I buy another one. And then he and I had eaten down to like about half. So I ate down to about half. And this is like, what, the second bag? And then halfway down. And then he gets home and he's like, oh my God, you hardly touch them. I'm like, yeah, I just don't have much of an appetite. I don't know. I just don't eat. I have a stick of gum and I'm full. I don't know, I'm crazy. So crazy. So I'm engaged. I don't know if you guys heard that. I just got engaged like this week. Yes, applaud me. Applaud for what you'll never have. Me. I'm wearing Shopko leggings. Shopko's going out of business. And I'm wearing their leggings. I'm homeschooled, I am. I don't want to talk about that anymore. But I am engaged. I'm so in love. But I did meet the one who got away. And I'm going to tell you about it. Has anybody here ever been to the Globe? Yeah, girl. So you go to the Globe if you are in a bachelorette party or if you're in a breakup coven. So it's one of two. So bachelorette party, you're going, you're partying, you're having fun. Breakup coven, you are cursing men. You don't care about anything, and you're just trying to get drunk. So I went to the Globe one time, and I was a little intoxicated, and I gave my number out to literally everyone. I gave my number out to this guy. Who cares? The next morning, I was going through my phone. I'm like, oh, I gave my number out to a few too many guys. So this one guy texted me back, and he was like, hey, girl, how are you? And I wanted to just, like, cut it off immediately. So I texted him, and I was like, hey, I'm in jail. I cut off my husband's dick. I texted him that. And immediately, he texted me, Kay, when you out? And that is the one who got away. Thank you so much. I'm Mara Baldwin.
Keep it going for Mara Baldwin, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You look radiant since you got engaged. You
Thank
look like
you.
Shit before that.
Thank you.
I'm kidding. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. I wish I would have been there.
Wish you would have proposed.
I was invited. I didn't go. So how does it feel? You feel different?
It feels, it feels the same. I don't know. I feel empty always.
Still soul crushing yeah. And empty. All right. And now, you're moving though. You're leaving us.
Yes.
When are you leaving?
End of March, my fiance and I are moving to Chicago.
No!
I can't, are you coming with us? My fiance and I and that guy. We're going to Chicago.
We're going to Chicago. You gotta start a bakery. Why Chicago?
So Chicago is kind of a comedy hub, second city, Improv Olympics. You might have heard of any of it, but it's just a cool city. It's a new change. Spokane is amazing, and I'm grateful for it, but ready for a new start, ready to try some comedy that's a little more like challenging, no offense.
This is very difficult, Mara. I have to sit behind a desk and get drunk. basically what I do at home. I'm just doing it in front of an audience now.
Exactly.
you've been doing improv for forever.
Long time.
Yeah. How long?
So I started when I was in high school. I joined the improv club to get popular.
Yeah, and how'd that work out?
Very poorly.
It got you here.
It sure did. Homecoming queen, eat it. Her name was Maya, and she was so beautiful. Still doesn't know my name.
So you started improv. So what? I mean, 10 years ago? How long?
Fuck you. No, I started doing improv in town probably around 4 or 5 years
ago. Okay.
Yeah. When I was 18, I was sneaking into bars. Don't tell anybody, but yeah. I was. And
to the Globe.
To the Globe. Yeah. They don't card. They don't care.
Not if you're a girl. Or if you look like me. They're like, you're fucking father
just
time.
Just come in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, started performing around town probably around, like, 4 years ago. I had an independent improv group called the Ditch Kids, and we performed... Hey! And we performed a lot around town. We did Jones Radiator, which is now a brewery of some kind.
Yeah, something like that. They serve beer.
They have beer now. But, yeah, we performed a lot, and... Then after that, I started doing more stand-up, and now I do kind of a mixture of both.
Yeah, and you're going to move to Chicago. You quit your job.
Yep.
Today was your last day.
Uh-huh.
How's it feel?
Well, I'm a waitress, so I feel like I stopped serving a table.
You just went home and don't have to come back tomorrow.
And I'll start serving a table in a month.
So is that? Do you have a job, place to stay there,
Absolutely
anything?
Absolutely not.
Have you planned anything? Have you
Nothing
packed?
At all.
Have you? Do you save? Did you save any money?
No.
Did you buy a way to get there?
We watched Marie Kondo, my fiance and I did.
What is Marie Kondo?
Marie Kondo will help you pack up your life. And it's a small,
it sounds like a show about suicide.
It's a small, you know, in a way it is. A small, beautiful Asian woman tells you how to get rid of all your belongings. And then you do it. It's wonderful.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're just packing up our apartment. We're going to go and just kind of free fall. And in a year, you guys will see me. At Frankie Doodles.
Failed. No,
I'm kidding. And I'll be like, I've always worked here. And I'll have two teeth. And yeah, it's going to be so bad.
No, so for those, have any of you guys ever seen Mara perform besides right now?
Thank you.
So, she's a brilliant comedian, improvisational actor, and so I think when you get to, you're going to kill it. You're going to Chicago, and you're going to.
I hope so. I'm really excited.
Well, I mean, I would hope you hope so. You're like, I don't know. I don't really care. I'm just moving.
I know. It's like if I fail, like I'm going to be like, I never wanted to do that. I always wanted to be a dental hygienist assistant. Yeah.
And now you can. Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Have you looked into the, you know, what you're going to do comedy-wise over there at all yet?
Yeah, I'm just, so it's kind of like a class process. Like, you move to Chicago and you take classes through Second City or IO, just any, like, reputable theater there. And you learn and you study and you pay a lot of money. And then after, like, 4 classes, you get to audition for a team. But it's just about making connections and, like, going for it and trying, so... Yeah.
You're going to be...
That's it.
That's
me!
Dental hygienist
assistant in Spokane in a year.
No, you'll be in Chicago. You'll be on Saturday Night Live in no time. Or that'll be... Or whatever the show is going to be, I don't know.
Friday night.
With Mara.
Yesterday, I don't know.
Friday night yesterday. The future now, later in the evening, with Mara. So what do you want to do? What's the ultimate goal?
Hygienist.
Okay. You could do that right now.
I would love to write for something, ideally, but I don't know. I just want to pursue this for the next couple years and then gracefully give up.
Sure, yeah. Just slowly fade away, do it less and less until no one asks about
like
it.
Like a dying star, yeah, right. Yes. No, I'd like to pursue this. I'm still young. My fiancé is ridiculously supportive, and I want to pursue that as long as we can. And then I could see myself moving back to Spokane. I love that we have a big red wagon.
Yeah.
My kids to grow up looking at that.
Well, now your fiance is here, right? Sean, are you here?
Sean
in the building? Sean, are you here? Hey, come up here. Let's talk to Sean. Let's meet Sean. You want to meet? You want to meet Mara's fiance? Look at this guy, Sean. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Oh God, I almost knocked this over. Good to see you. How you doing?
Good.
Good, man. So, what made you decide to propose to Mara?
Yeah.
What didn't make me want to propose to this beautiful woman?
Yeah.
She's sweet and loving and funny and super intelligent and, yeah, just makes everything
hot body
fun.
And
shops at Shopko.
So pretty.
Shops at Shopko, yeah. And Walmart.
And now, have you guys talked about the wedding at all? When you're gonna have?
We were just talking about that actually today.
Okay.
Yeah, we got nowhere.
You got no. You just. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
No
eventually.
Decision.
Sure.
We're very indecisive.
We're like,
couple.
What day is Tease working?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not coming to Chicago to go see a wedding.
Busy.
No. Actually, I'm a minister, so I could. You know.
You do have your license.
Yeah, I do have my license. Yeah.
Okay.
Technically, I'm a pope.
Great. Oh.
Because I decided they asked what title I wanted, and I said Pope.
I didn't know so, there could be two.
Yeah, Pope Cassius, legally, so.
Pope Cassius.
Yeah. It came down to Pope or Doctor of Space and Time, which I almost went with that, because that's like a twofer. Then not only am I a minister, but I'm also a doctor. Pope is, you know, I got it. My brother's a pastor. He's like a real pastor. He went to church and, like, got a degree in theology, and I paid $25 online and clicked yes when I was drunk one night. And then I became
equally
a pope.
Qualified.
Yeah, white smoke came out of the top of my house, and I was a pope. It was great. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. If any of you guys need a, you know, someone who destroy the sanctity of marriage, I am your guy. So you haven't decided when?
Summertime,
we're
probably.
Thinking next summer.
Next yeah. summer.
Yeah. You like the warmth.
Okay. Are you going to do it in Spokane?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. Both of our families are here. So.
Okay. And Sean, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27. And Mara, how old are you?
I'm 20, almost 25.
Almost 25. Oh, God. You are younger than I thought you were.
Yeah,
I put like an extra 3 years on you.
Deez, how old are you?
How old am I? I'm 21. It's wow. been a rough fucking couple years, man.
You and Caden.
Yeah. You look incredible.
Yeah, me and Caden. Yeah, we
grew up together.
Yeah, we did our birthdays. We did a dual birthday party. We went to Sky High. Hit the trampoline. It was great. Yeah. Sorry, I still want to get drunk, guys. So summer wedding. Have you guys picked any details for it or?
So
you're talking, you, nothing, you've got nothing.
I have nothing. Sean's family has a pet pig
mm-hmm.
named Edna.
Yeah.
She's a Vietnamese pot belly and
oh,
she's,
sure.
what, 200 pounds?
200 pounds, yeah.
200 pounds. So she's going to be involved.
Can you ride her in? Like
I
ride
sure
the pig in?
I gotta lose 30 pounds and then I can't.
Like mutton busting that pig all the way to the altar.
I've thought about this. The first look, you know, you guys know the first look where the groom looks at the bride. I'd love to just like hire Danny DeVito and have it be him.
He seems gettable.
Just have it be him with yeah. a hard boiled egg and just. I leave.
you need to get someone like Mario Van Peebles. Like some random guy that just used to be an actor.
Yeah.
People are like, who the fuck is that?
Who's the guy from James Vanderbeek?
Oh my
him
God.
Crying. If Sean turns around and James Vanderbeek's crying.
Just hugging this giant
That's
pig.
That's a good ass wedding.
So Sean, you proposed last Monday, right?
Yes.
So how did it go down? What happened?
Well, so I had kind of talked to my best friend and,
Mara, you talked to Mara. She's your best
friend.
Well,
yeah, she's my best, guy friend.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, if you feel like you should do it, then do it. And, that night, so we had decided to wait for an engagement ring to figure out exactly the design that we wanted to get. So, we didn't have a ring, but, it was our last hosting gig over at the observatory. our last Monday show, and we had a bunch of friends and family in the audience, and when she was doing kind of her finishing monologue, I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna do it. I don't have a ring, I don't have anything, but at the beginning of the show, I popped this glow stick, and I proposed with the glow stick. I took it off my neck, and I gave it to her,
wow.
And told her how amazing she was, and, yeah.
And she said yes?
And she did say yes after questioning if this was reality. She said, really? And then she said yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, this is this is a little awkward because I didn't know this was going to happen. I didn't know Sean was going to propose to Mara last Monday. But I was actually glad you came, Mara, because I...
Oh my God!
I got you this flashlight, and I was hoping you would. It's weird with you here, but I kind of.
It's fine.
I was hoping you'd marry me. Would you marry? Would you?
Absolutely, for no reason. Absolutely not. Not for money. No.
I mean, it's weird with you up here.
I understand. It's weird.
You support this, right?
Sure. Okay. I'm on board.
You look like a PG rated pedophile. Thank you.
You're a beautiful Mexicanish man.
It's a no from me, but thank you.
Can you stop looking at me?
Sorry.
I told you not to bring him.
I know, but he's so cute. He wore a vest.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
He's thank you.
What?
Oh, just... Okay, now this is...
Jessica, to you.
She's stepping on my proposal. She didn't even get down on her knee.
I have arthritis.
She has arthritis.
Wait a minute, what?
No, this is weird. I just... He didn't even have a ring.
No.
I want you to have my dad's ring. He didn't die. My parents got divorced, but I still wear it. And I just, Mara, we haven't known each other. What?
Mary.
What?
Mara. Take my hand and marry
me. Yes! Oh my God.
Yes!
Oh my God. It's because he has a bigger dick than me, isn't it?
John?
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
No!
Yeah.
This is falling apart.
It's a no.
You
gotta pick one.
It's
of us.
A no.
I picked
one of us.
This didn't go the way I planned.
Hey,
Lucas,
excuse
too.
Me.
What?
Yeah.
Lucas,
what?
It is
me.
Lucas.
Do they validate parking? How does
it
work? How does it work?
Just ask the guy in front. We're trying to do a thing here, man.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I get that. And I see it. That's really nice that you guys are brother and sister or whatever.
Can you
stamp this?
No, just ask the
it's
guy.
It's not the actual ticket, okay, but I think so.
I'll figure it out for you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
So which one of you? Which one?
Congratulations, Steve.
No, thank you. Yeah.
I'm gonna pick Jessica.
Right. Jessica won. Give me my flashlight back then.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations, Jessica and Mara.
Can they borrow the pig for the wedding?
If she's free.
She's free. Okay. All right, guys. Well, we are going to miss you when you're gone. Please come back and visit. You know, I think you're one of the funniest people around, and it's not going to be the same in Spokane comedy without you, so.
Okay.
All right. Tell where people can follow you on your adventures in comedy.
My Instagram is Mara Capybara.
Spelled the Christian way.
Christian way.
Like in the Bible.
Brazilian rodent. Follow me there. Follow me on Facebook and just Mara Baldwin. But yeah, support local comedy in Spokane. Spokane truly like gave me the foothold and the confidence to perform It's an amazingly receptive community. Like, all of you are so kind. Spokane Comedy is the comedy club is incredible to local comedians. Yeah, it's an amazing comedy community to be a part of, and keep supporting it. And I'll go to Chicago and I'll have fun, but to support the people here, it's really important to me.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, guys. Give it up for Mara, Sean. Congratulate them on their engagement, and Mara and Jessica, too. Thanks, guys. All right, guys. Are you guys ready for our last guest of the evening? This gentleman is a local musician. He's been all over. He does a very unique musical performance, which he's going to do for you in just a second. We're going to talk to him first. Please give it up for Eli Dyer, though, everyone. All right, yeah, I like the just hard cut. There's no fade. You can tell hard. He definitely knows what he's doing. Back to the
walk up to the album.
Pull the plug out. He just kicks the board over, pours water on it. Like, I don't know what to do. I mean, thank you. Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate you coming down.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to seeing. I mean, I've seen it a million times. Have any of you guys seen Eli perform before? Couple of you? Cool. Yeah.
Just one. We got one.
One guy. So cool. You guys will see in a second. It's a very unique experience. Kind of tell us a little about, you know, what you do and how you got started with your music.
I make your butt shake with my mouth.
Perfect.
But to be really precise, what I do is I beatbox and then I use a loop station to create loops of different channels of music and then put them all together for a live song. So I kind of like live produce it with my mouth.
Nice. How did you figure out that? That's the, like, how much peyote do you have to do before you get to that?
Well, I mean, like, it was kind of like.
Do you have any more?
I mean, you know, I live like one of those.
All right.
No, but I don't know. I've been making music. They're banging noise with everything around me since I was a little kid, and I used to annoy the shit out of my parents and everything. But I don't know. I just kind of like I kept always making tunes like with my mouth and or just like making a percussive piece or something, and then like I don't know, took it kind of serious when I was like 16, 17, then just like went from there. You know, I don't know. I just had to keep practicing, digging for it, finding all different beatboxes around me and also all over the internet, because thank God for that. But yeah, just kind of had to just dig really hard, figure it out, find out what I needed to do, and then just kind of like started looping. There's an artist from the UK, his name is DubFX, but he's the first person I ever saw doing that. And when I saw that and the fact that he was like creating everything and it was going without him doing anything, I was really intrigued. And so I watched that, paid attention to that, and then followed that footstep.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you collaborate with other artists also, or is it just a...
Yeah, all over the place. I did a lot of cool collaborations in the last year. Had this thing going on with the Spokane Symphony, if you guys heard of them. Yeah, make some
cultured people. Yeah.
But, yeah, they called me last year. In around summertime or like May or something, and they asked me if I wanted to do a show with them, and I was like, what kind of show is this, you know, like do I need to like bring a violin or something, or like I don't know. But they were like, no, just bring your voice and your looper station. And basically what it was titled The M Show, and it was madness, mayhem, and music. It was kind of like it was kind of like a Saturday Night Live-ish type of show with skits and things, but it was music-focused. And so what they did with me is a few different skits. One of them was me composing and, like, being the guy or the...
Conductor?
Yeah, the conductor. Anyways. But
where were you guys on that one, Symphony folks? Jeez, just sit there and let him hang. God.
But no, they had this this little skit called So You Think You Can Conduct, which is like, you know, super original. But they basically had a competition between four people to be the next conductor of the Spokane Symphony because they're getting rid of one. And
did this guy know? You're like, oh, by the way, Rick, you're fired. Get the hell out.
Yeah,
sure. Take your magic wand and beat it.
That wand is really weird, too, by the way. Never held one. It's just kind of weird. But no, he was moving on to a bigger city, bigger like symphony to deal with, and which is really cool. But they had me and Tom Sherry, the weatherman, and then the mayor, which is, that guy is really funny. He was, like, crying during the thing because his piece was so touching that he, like, fake cried, and it was pretty funny. And then we had Mayor Condon up there as well.
I like that. I think there is no one more polar opposite of Eli Dyer in Spokane than Tom Sherry, the white weatherman. Like, if you...
How's it going?
The polar opposites of Spokane.
Yeah, that was quite the scene. You should have been there. It's funny.
like everyone else in Spokane lies somewhere between these two people.
So anyways, and then there was like a younger kid, and he had this like tic with his head that he kept like shaking his hair like way too much. It was a really funny thing. You can find it on YouTube, I think, still, if you just type in the M Show. But that was quite a funny collaboration. And then we did a couple of other skits and stuff. And they actually composed one of the tracks that I came up with, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Lucas Brown, but he's one of the greatest musicians in this town. He's one of the most hardworking people. But me and him created a song called Clouds, and then the symphony composed it, and we performed it together with, like, I don't know, they had like half the symphony, so there was basically like 20 people. But
wow.
It was amazing. It was something that I've been dreaming of since I was little, you know?
Yeah, like, talk about goals. You get to work with a real symphony.
Yeah.
So,
like, they took my track and did something. I was like, what? Not that cool. But
so besides the symphony, where can people find you performing?
All over the place. The last few shows, I kind of took a break around wintertime because last year I did a show every week from January 1st to November 1st, and at least it was like one to two, maybe even three shows a weekend, and just really went for it. But now I'm kind of like doing just the good ones, if you will.
Pick and choose a little more.
Yeah, so
like.
I mean, you can find me all over town. Sometimes at the Red Room Lounge for their open mic, I'd just like to come down there and fuck around a little bit. Also, the Big Dipper coming up in April. I'll be doing like a show with a reggae band called Indubious. They're from Portland, Oregon. Also, I'll be playing at the Knitting Factory.
Is Tom Sherry going to be at that one, or he's?
Dude, I will never see him again in person. He's like the biggest celebrity that I've met in Spokane.
Whoa! Hold on. hey.
I meant these.
Before tonight.
You know?
No.
I didn't notice how popular you were, these.
So where Eli's going to perform a song in a second. Where can people find you if they want to? Do you have a website or social media? Where people try
Yeah. If you look me up, I go by Brother Nature with an A. And you can find me on Spotify, all the outlets like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundCloud, every which way you can even think of searching me. I have like CDs. If you ever see me out and about, I normally have some CDs with me if you want to just get one and listen to it.
Do you have any with you tonight?
I sure do.
Well, guys, after the show, you should buy a CD from Eli. So, you want to do a song for us?
Yeah, you guys want to hear some music?
Yeah, all right. Let's get you plugged in. We'll get you going here.
Check. See, as an MC, we like to check the mic to make sure it's on. So you can hear me better, you know? Man, comedy's a really cool thing, right? Thank you for answering. I was really waiting for somebody there. Check. Hello. Hello. That is loud. Perfect. So, this song I made about 4 years ago or so, and it's kind of near and dear to my heart because it's how I feel about a lot of things, and growth is at the top of that list. Chick, chick. Underneath the giving tree, some are ripe, some are fresh, some are curious to be. The seeds that were planted before a war, the seams giving birth to new life, sprouted through thoughts like dreams. The places that we go and the people we meet gives an accent, a persona, you're a different type of seat. A chance for new shoes to be treading in lightly, and an honest shot will never get you left right. See, the flight of the mind is always different, of course, and finding keys to life, figuring out the source, find the power of this force that lies within us. All it takes is for you to figure out that you've been tough. We're living in the times of unconscious shift. I feel blessed, not everyone is onto this, but we gotta make moves, calm and swift, elevate, realize this is an awesome gift. It's like growth to show how you progress. If you know, stay focused, you need all the success. We all got some missions, we need bizarre, so check it, you can't let yourself evolve. Growth to show how you progress. If you know, stay focused, you don't need all the success. We all got some missions, we need bizarre, so check it, you can't let yourself evolve. Level up, Mario, Luigi, this existence, it's never ending, so be the breed that really gets us. I see the speed I travel at, it might be light years, but check it, so I'll work it and I'll just be right here. Do not fear if you're stuck in a rut, do what you must, but don't mess anybody else up. Cause yo, Hell's Kitchen isn't missing any angels. Show me how truly bright you are, or less tangled. Come on, grow. To show how you progress is if you know, stay focused, you will need all the success. Whoa, to show how you progress is if you know, stay focused, you will need all the success. We all got some vision, we need more. Show how you progress is if you know, stay focused, you need all the success. And y'all got some issues, you need bizarre, so check it, you can't let yourself evolve. But all this can't do sense is conduit to the sound of my music, and what's right in your own head, you just have to choose to use it. Turn off all the stupid, ignorant bliss they be living in. I've come to bring a message to all the world's citizens. How can we shine together with some are in dark? How can we light the ember while suppressing the spark? The answer's in the eyes of all the giving and selfless that shows we can be happy without living in excess. So here's one to all the people up in power. How the hell you think I'm gonna live off $10 an hour? I see you roll by in a shiny new Benz, and I see a man walking like that shit's a new trend. I see your family hurting just to keep up with the struggle, when you couldn't give a damn if their house turned to rubble. To me, that is trouble. We gotta help each other and be the missing pieces of every key to this puzzle. Like, bro, to show how you progress is if you know, stay focused, you need all the success. We all got some issues, you can't let yourself be wrong. So check it, you can't let yourself be wrong. Screwed, you know? Yo, yes. He puts a price on a life that is well spent. Now, to be honest, it's my time's not for the win.
My life is for the people. My life is for the lights ready. Broadcasting higher vibrations, hoping that y'all ready. Send me with every recipe for better be. Just hope to show how it goes, you need to let it be. And that's the way you go, girl. Yep, chuck me the story that we just walk on.
Yeah.
Eli Dyer, everyone. Keep it going for him.
Thank you guys so much.
Buy an album from after this show. Drop the mic. That's a real artist right there. Killed it. Guy's good, huh? Buy an album from after this show. That was not the response I wanted from that. You're like, no. All right, guys. You guys having a good time so far? All right, guys. This has been fun. I appreciate you coming out and doing this with us. We do this once a month. About once a month. So this comes the end of the show, though, guys. And although before we close, we have one last thing. Every month, we close the show with a little segment we call In Memoriam. And this is where we remember those we lost the month before, people we've lost recently. And this month's In Memoriam, we remember R. Kelly. Oh, you've heard. So if you don't know, the famed R&B singer was recently arrested on 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. And in many of those cases, the victims were minors. This is on the heels of years of what was essentially an open secret about his sexual escapades. Keep in mind, this is the guy that in the 90s married his 15-year-old protege, Aaliyah. And people were still shocked about this. Like, what? He did what? Yeah. He married a 15-year-old, then produced a song with her titled Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. He might as well have produced a song called I Fucked Your 12-Year-Old Daughter. He was daring us to say something. We all just sat there and being like, well, he can move. That guy can dance. Because apparently all you have to do is be able to dance, right, Chris Brown? Or make movies, right, Roman Polanski? Or play football, right? Fucking any football player for the Dallas Cowboys in the last 10 years. Somehow everyone was shocked when this happened, but keep in mind R. Kelly's first hit song, the opening lyrics were, my mind's telling me no, but my body is telling me I want to fuck that young girl. And he fucking did a bunch of times. So, guys, we remember R. Kelly, and remember to say fuck that guy. Thank you very much for coming out, guys. We appreciate you all. Give up to all the guests you've seen this evening. Be sure to take care of your wait staff. I want to give a big thank you to Lucas Prom, Tony Russell, Ronnie Taylor, Sophie Tomey, Folger Emerson, Will Gilman, Harry Riley, and everyone else who is a part of this, as well as Spokane Comedy Club. Follow me on the Social Hour, guys. We do comedy shows, different stuff all over the area and on Facebook. And I believe our next show is April 5th at 10 o'clock? I don't know. Check it out. We're going to be moving to the late show first Friday of the month. We're going to hook up with the first Friday. And so if you had a good time, tell a friend. Come see the next one. And thank you all for coming out. For Social, I've been Deese. Have a good evening.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!